kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you can hit us up on the phones. Toll free, 844-967-2789.
I'm not taking this sitting down any longer, Salvia. I'm standing up. It's damn near party time, American style. Let's get to the phones and our fine audience, those that didn't show up for the party yet. Joe first. Joanne from Madison. Welcome to the party, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, sounds like a great party. I've got a party-style question for you. I get annoyed when people on the right call us the Democrat Party instead of the Democratic Party. Calling us
Democratic sounds too sophisticated. That beats libtards.
I got a solution.
All right, lay it on us, Joe.
I got the solution. How about calling the Republicans the Republicans? It just adds one T to their name. And it's a big message.
I like it, Joanne. We gotta go something. Say something back. The Republicans. And of course, it's a constant troll by the Republicans, right? I mean, that's what their policies and their intellect has broken down to, the Democrat Party. I mean, this is where they're at. So yeah, why not?
Exactly, and it gives a message like how many infrastructure weeks did we have? We didn't have an infrastructure initiative of any sort, and when the Democratic Party got into the reins of power, we got that infrastructure done. So, again, we're the party that can do things, but they're the can't. They're the Republicans.
Joanne, I like it. Thanks for calling in to the greatest party we've had all day long. Until right now, Dom, because now we're at a point of personal quandary. Do we take the final caller of the day? Do we besmirch the party with CJ?
Well, maybe there'll be more callers at 844-967-2789.
Let's see if perhaps there are more
callers. We might need someone to cleanse the palate. And we got some fine audience members here. Maybe they want to, you know, step up on and put a mic and a headset on.
I think the audience is on a slight tape delay, and they realize that CJ is waiting in the wings.
Should we do it Democratic style? Should we thumbs up or thumbs down for CJ? Okay, we got CJ on the phone. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, CJ, you're losing the.
Where we go? Let's see. We got one thumbs up. We got one thumbs up.
We're voting on CJ. Does he get a? We've only got one yes, CJ. Sorry, man. You're sitting on hold forever. Try again tomorrow, buddy.
You can call tomorrow.
Apparently, you're not a favored caller of the fine audience. Those that showed up at the party take precedence over the Republican. CJ, see what I did there?
I like what you did there.
I like it, Joanne. So, anyways, we'll avoid CJ. We'll have to talk Packers news or something else, perhaps. Joe's the only open-minded person out here.
Right.
The rest of them just don't like CJ.
Well, did you hear about the Sussman trial?
I did.
That's going on right now. I'm sure CJ would be all informed. Would it be up to speed on the details?
Poor
well,
CJ.
Tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. All right, let's
CJ, we gave you the John McCain, dude.
Thumbs down.
There will be no repeal and replace CJ.
All right, just a few more minutes here, Curdy. I'm going to throw this one out there because I'm pretty excited about this. Congress held a rare public hearing Tuesday into the existence of what the government calls unidentified aerial phenomena, more commonly known as UFOs. Our tax dollars, Curdy, they had a committee hearing today.
The truth's out there, Dom.
By taking testimony from senior government officials, lawmakers intended to bring out of the shadows a Defense Department organization that has been tracking the sightings, said Rep. Andre Carson, a Democrat from Indiana, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's panel on counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and counterproliferation. The effort, revealed in 2017, has collected eyewitness accounts, including from naval aviators, who said they saw flying objects that seemed to lack any visible means of propulsion and defied human understanding of aerodynamics and physics. The hearing was the first time in more than 50 years, that U.S. officials have provided testimony for public consumption about their investigation of UFOs. The Air Force closed its inquiry into the subject, Project Blue Book, back in 1970. We know that our service members have encountered unidentified aerial phenomena. Ronald Moultrie, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, told the bipartisan panel of lawmakers, "We are committed to an effort to determine their origins." And while the hearing marked a significant moment into the government's efforts to reveal more of what they know about unexplained objects in the sky, it was short on revelations. Scott Bray, Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, played a brief video of what he described as a spherical object with a reflective surface as it zoomed past the cockpit of a U.S. F-18 fighter jet. "I do not have an explanation for what this specific object is," Bray said.
"Hey, man, what are you doing?"
Lawmakers asked Bray to replay the video and pause on the fast-moving object, which was difficult given its speed. The video was newly declassified and aired for the first time at the hearing. Earlier footage from naval aircraft and ships shown other unexplained phenomena observed for longer periods. The article goes on in the Washington Post. But what about this, man? I mean, I am one who believes that we are not alone in this world. I think the math in this universe, the math would dictate
that. I've always suspected you're some sort of space alien.
But there's several, you know, layers to this. It's national security. I mean, it's certainly safety. If these things are, apparently there's been many, up to 11 near misses. I mean, if you're flying, and these are not, you know, guys like you and me after a couple of drinks and smoking a joint looking up at the sky. These are...
Oh, speak for yourself.
Governmental trained, you know, naval and Air Force pilots with using the sensors on the ships and the planes that we have to record these.
I do not need to hear the testimony of U.S. naval pilots, because my beloved mama told me she saw a UFO.
Yeah.
She was a civilian working on Air Force Base, and this was like late 1950s, and she claims they had a UFO.
And do you think that it is our own government's responsibility to edify the citizens? Okay, so think about the impact.
No, man, you can't handle the truth.
Think about the impact.
You can't handle the truth.
Think about the impact. What we need more than anything in this world right now is to come together. And if there is the evidence of extraterrestrial life.
Oh, CJ wouldn't believe it, man. You could drop ET's ass in that chair. And CJ wouldn't believe it. Joe Biden's just trying to distract from the gas prices and the inflationary pressures.
Is that what it is?
Open borders. He let the aliens in.
That's the policy. We need to close the space border, build that wall in space. I mean, there is a unifying thought about all of this. Because if everything that you believed was blown up, you got to start over somewhere, man.
Well, you know, someday soon, it'll either be Maricarla Day or Independence Day. Today is party day at the Jade Monkey. The real party is just getting started. Thank you to all our fine guests. They included Hawk Sullivan, the proprietor here at the Jade Monkey. Thank you to Joe Parisi, my county executive. And thank you to fine journalist and good friend John Nichols from The Nation, The Cap Times. If you're not at the party yet, there's still time, man.
And thank you to all of our guests for coming out today. We're going to hang out and have some cocktails and party on. We appreciate every one of you. Thank you so much.
Party time, Devil's Advocate style.